Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod throws the ball into Fonseca, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blankenship. Score that a fielder's choice. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to home to get ekrod. Lutsk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a line drive. Summa throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Metzler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Peckinpah scores. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jake Miller. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Summa moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krause for a passed ball. Summa moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk now playing left field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still pinch runs for Buck Krause. Ray Flaskamper pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Ma still moves to second. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Bert Cole now pitching. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cole, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ike Boone pinch hits for Mo Berg. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Bert Cole. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.